When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Age of Radio.
So how you been?
I'm okay. How about you two?
Good. You know, things continue.
Yeah.
I blew the transmission on the Jeep today. So today's been.
Oh. I mean, like, what? I imagine you were driving when it happened, but you didn't do it.
No, I'm pretty sure I did it.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Worst case, we got a new transmission forever.
I've done the new transmission thing.
Yeah.
We like to keep the cars we have, like, running forever.
Oh, us too. That's why I still have my 96 Honda.
Yeah! Hondas. Honda's built in the 90s. Honda's built in the 90s.
Yeah, that's right. You guys have a 90s Honda too, right?
I got a 99, just barely.
Woo!
Ooh, just squeezing in there.
I know. His is 2002.
Oh, la-ti-da.
I know.
Mr. Fancy.
Yeah.
Is everybody ready?
Let me crack my soda can there so I don't do that on air. That'll be my chaser for the drink.
What?
You don't want to open it on air?
Oh, well, it's not my, that's an auxiliary beverage. It's not part of the what I'm actually going to drink when you're having your beer.
Alrighty.
Yeah, he doesn't want to mess with our flow. Too bad, Ryan Dye. You know why? Because you're joining us on the next episode of Coming Attractions.
Steve loves to drop the double episode on you guys.
That's right. You get a double episode.
This is good because I've been watching the movie theaters for a while and I'm just like, hey, what is it? Ordinary Heroes or whatever? Good. We'll never have to talk about it ever again.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's finally coming out. Yeah. What about that White Bird based on a true story, whatever?
What's weird is that I kept seeing it, but I'm like, good, when's it coming out? Never a showtime. I'm like, What does that mean?
Yeah, I think that one basically just came out and they were like, yeah, it's streaming on Paramount or something now.
Ugh, that's not fair.
Yeah. But
I'm still not going to watch it.
I mean, of course not. But but still, you want to hope.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies, mini-episode. And tonight. Oh, babe. 2024 is shaping up to be quite the year of movies Steve plans on seeing in theaters, so...
It's not just the year I stay home with my puppy?
You know what? Steve can go solo. but babe, to see what's coming out the next couple of months.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it alone. Couldn't possibly do it alone.
What?
Yep. So we have with us Ryan Dye from Happily Ever Aftermath. Welcome!
Hello. Hi.
Are you guys excited for the slate of movies coming up this year?
Why don't you tell me how excited I am, Steve?
What? Sorry.
Why don't you tell her how excited she is this year, Steve?
Well, you should be super excited.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay. We're excited, yes. And we're also big proponents of going to a movie without your spouse if need be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
me and Ryan are like, you're excited. Fill these nipples. Get a glass of these things. Anyway. Well,
yeah.
I do have some mildly sad news going into this one. Guns 3, Alias Billy the Kid is still in pre-production. I still am pretty sure Emilio, Lou Diamond Phillips, Christian Slater, they have no idea this is even on IMDb.
Oh, no.
Well, come on. We need a revival of our 90s heartthrobs.
That's right. Can't call them Young Guns anymore.
Oh yeah, so like,
ooh, are we gonna get retired guns?
Yeah, dead guns,
boomer guns. Actually, Izzy, I like that.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got pushed back. Hey, Kraven the Hunter is still allegedly coming out.
Oh,
but
no.
I think after Madam Web, no one gives a shit. there's that Sesame Street one that had Anne Hathaway and Bo Burnham. And yeah, it's back into like pre-production. The one that gets me, though, is Salem's Lot. Apparently that's been like completed for like 2 years now.
Oh, Jesus.
But they're just not releasing it, so it must be really, really bad.
Oh, man. Well, actually, I just saw that today that, I don't know if you saw this in the news, the Will Forte Looney Tunes movie will never be released, quote-unquote.
No!
Oh, no, not, what was it, Acme versus Wile E. Coyote or whatever?
Yeah, okay, that's, I'd never heard of it before, but the second I read the premise, I'm like, I want to see this.
Right? Yeah, I saw a couple news articles. Seems like a lot of people were excited about it, and it's some sort of, like, contractual nonsense or tax law or something or other.
Yeah, it's,
they
it's
make
the Batwoman thing like they did last year. Like, oh yeah, we got this movie. Oh, we need it as a tax write-off because no one will ever want to watch it. It's all about, you know, laundering money, guys. Let's be real.
Okay. Release the Wile E cut.
That's right.
Yep.
The Zack Snyder Wile E Coyote versus Acme. Yeah. Yeah. I don't see that. But let's talk about good movies coming out. Like, March 22nd, this weekend. Just go with me on it. Just go with me on that premise.
Uh-huh.
We have Ghostbusters, colon, Frozen Empire.
Oh, the colons are frozen.
Yeah. From the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes... Oh, I'm sorry. When the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must join forces to protect their home and save the world from a second Ice Age. Because
Ghost Ice Age.
Yeah, all right.
Mm. Okay. Ice Age.
From the director of Monster House, Poltergeist, and A Boy Named Called Christmas. It's going to be great.
So is it like the thing from The Sixth Sense where the presence of a ghost makes the room cold and this is just like turned up to 11? It's like so cold it's a natural disaster?
Cranked up to -200.
There you go.
Green light. I'll green light it. I liked the last Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah, I don't know.
As long as it doesn't have a Hemsworth dancing in the middle of it, I'm fine.
Mm.
Ooh, Liam Hemsworth, no. Tucker Hemsworth, like we're trying to make up names. Good old Tucker Hemsworth. No, not this one. But the following weekend, March 29th, babe, forget a Frozen Empire, because we'll be watching a new Empire. That's right, Godzilla X Kong colon the new Empire.
Oh, the colon is your new Empire!
Yeah. Babe, did you see the trailer for this one?
Oh, this looks terrible.
Yeah, have you guys seen the trailer?
Is that the one with the little Kong?
Yep.
Yes!
And little
and
baby Kong.
Kong gets like a robot glove for the monkey. Yeah.
Yes, it's Kong meets Kongo!
You see, they planted the seed in the last one, and now Kong's gonna have a talking robot, and it's gonna be fucking great!
It's Kong, Konga, and Kongo.
Yeah!
Meets
I can't believe I can't believe I didn't make the connection to Kongo, but that's why we talked to you, you know?
And you guys, do we think we're gonna get a Godzuki with this?
Of course.
We've got a baby Kong, or we're gonna have a baby Godzilla?
It'll be like that Transformers where they showed the dinosaurs for like 45 seconds, and then now you'll just have to see the next one.
It'll be like the last time they rebooted Godzilla, where we only got Godzilla in the news feed.
Ugh. Aww.
Fuck yeah, I'd say prepare yourself to see it only in like a post-credit scene.
There you go. But it's coming from the director of the Blair Witch reboot.
Wait, Book of Shadows?
No, the reboot.
So Burn Notice is not going to be in this one.
I mean, we'll see. It's always a threat out there.
What is his real name? Because I just call him Burn Notice.
Jeffrey Donovan? Jeremy Donovan?
Yeah.
One of those?
So, Burn Notice.
Jay Donovan.
It's Burn Notice. You guys know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy Donovan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old JD.
No, I know exactly who you said when you said Burn Notice.
Everyone
yeah, Bruce Campbell and Gabrielle Anwar.
Yeah.
No, not Bruce Campbell. Burn Notice. Bruce Campbell has a name.
I'm going to go ahead and say I think there's a higher likelihood Bruce Campbell's in this movie than Burn Notice.
I mean, if there's anyone that could teach Kong how to use a robot hand.
Right?
And then Godzilla pulls out a boomstick. It's going to be great.
I call shenanigans. I Googled Burn Notice and it didn't immediately come up with his name.
What?
What?
It is Jeffrey Donovan.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffrey Donovan. It's sort of like Jeffrey Dahmer, but avenging.
Has he played Dahmer? Anyway. but let's say for some reason that weekend you don't want to see Godzilla and Kong. I don't know why that would be, but you have a couple of options. You have In the Land of Sinners and Saints. In a remote Irish village, a damaged father is forced to fight for the redemption. Fight for redemption after a lifetime of sins. But what price is he willing to pay?
Cash.
Yeah, right. Starring, of course, it's an Irish movie, so you have Liam Neeson's, Kieran Hines, Kerry Condon, Desmond Eastwood, Connor McNeil, Seamus O'Hara, I'm not even joking, these are real names, and a whole bunch more Irish names.
When did Connor McLeod get in there?
By the way, they just this kind of sounds like that that commercial that pops up on Tubi for that show Vigil.
Yes.
Where it's like the super thick Irish accents, and we're like, I have no idea what anyone has said in the last 30 seconds.
Nope.
Welcome to God, get eaten, Gorgon. I don't know, something about drones and blowing up stuff. I think extra Gorgon feet.
On that note, are we ever going to watch Traitors?
No. Anyone?
Turn on the subtitles.
Yeah, well, maybe it does have subtitles. That'd be actually kind of cool.
Wow, they're actually saying flirty, flirty. Are we watching Swedish Chef?
Or also March 29th, if that's, you don't want to read your movie. There's Asphalt City.
It's Asphalt.
Ollie Cross is a young paramedic assigned to New York City night shift with an uncompromising and seasoned partner, Gene Rutkowski. Each 911 call is often dangerous and uncertain, putting their lives on the line every day to help others. Starring Ty Sheridan, Sean Penn, Michael Pitt, Mike Tyson, Catherine Waterston, and from the French director of Johnny Mad Dog. Asphalt City.
Who was that, Steve?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
You know, Sean Penn, Michael Pitt, Mike Tyson. I'm sure he shows up with a pigeon or something. I don't know.
It sounds like they just picked a bunch of names out of a hat, and this is the improv sketch. Go.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of names out of a hat, also coming out March 29th, Not Another Church Movie.
What?
Don't get too excited. I don't think it's from the same makers of Not Another Teen Movie, which at least half of us love.
Well, as long as Chris Evans is in it, then.
Starring Jamie Foxx as God, Mickey Rourke as the Devil, Vivica Fox and Tisha Campbell. This movie follows Taylor Ferry, not to be confused with anyone with a similar name, who is given a mission from God himself to tell his family stories and inspire his community. What he doesn't know is that the devil has plans of his own.
That could mean anything.
But the twist is it's the devil from Devil.
I mean, it's Mickey Rourke, so... Oh, shit. It's Mickey Rourke, babe. It's the devil, played by Angel Heart.
Oh! Louis Cipher! Right, Di, have you guys seen Angel Heart?
I have not.
Oh, coming next week.
Oh. I don't even know if I want to do that to you guys.
Well, too bad we've already done an episode on it. Can't do it again, babe. Nope.
It's in the vault.
In the vault. Put away forever.
Get it in the feed.
So April 5th. Oh, man. Speaking of church, The First Omen.
Saw the trailer for that. And
the trailer look good?
I mean, it looks like they're just trying to show you... Wait, it's kind of not another church movie where, like, there's like, what is it? It's Bill Nye, and he's a priest, and then there's a nun, and then stuff happens, and then The Omen.
Nice. Yep. Basically, what I've written down is because that Exorcist sequel made so much money, starring Bill Nighy, Charles Dance, Ralph Ineson, and everyone else left unemployed by Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah.
Well, maybe you're not in the mood for a spooky movie. How about Monkey Man?
Monkey Man!
When we went and saw Dune the other day, Izzy saw the the poster for this.
Monkey yes. Man!
Well, an anonymous young man unleashes a campaign of vengeance against the corrupt leaders who murdered his mother and continue to systematically victimize the poor and powerless. Starring yes. and directed by Dev Patel.
Have you seen the trailer for this?
I have not, no.
Oh, Ryan and I have, and I told him I am watching this.
Is it? I'm hoping it's Dev Patel as John Wick, basically.
Dev Patel gets pretty John much, Wick. Yeah. It is exactly that.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the trailer looked really good. I had already seen it when the Super Bowl commercial came out, and I remember my parents, who had never heard of the movie before, watching that commercial and just being extremely confused by the title.
Yeah, well...
you know.
Well, that's Monkey Man. Also coming out the exact same day, not to be confusing at all, we have Dog Man.
Oh!
Fighter of the Catman, though. No. Yeah, seriously, Dog Man. A boy, bruised by life, finds his salvation through the love of his dogs.
I don't... That's my life story. I mean, except for the bruised by... Well, no, wait. Nah. Yeah, wait, no. Is okay, to say more.
The little fucker only got bruised by life? Kind
of
easy, man.
Bitch ass, go let your dogs lick you.
Yeah, stop being a bitch ass.
From writer-director Luc Besson.
That could go either way.
Yeah, right? It's going to be problematic. That's really all I got. I think the star is Caleb Landry Jones, who I'm sure is in other things. Have you guys heard about Luc Besson's next project, though?
No.
It's Dracula, A Love Tale.
Oh no, Dracula's colon!
And this Caleb Landry Jones guy plays Dracula.
How old?
And the only other actor I know listed so far is Christoph Waltz as definitely not Van Helsing. I'm in!
I mean,
oh shit.
I'm intrigued.
You know what that means? Dogman is a werewolf.
Woo!
Luc Besson's gonna make his own goddamn Universal Monster CU or whatever.
It's in the public domain. Rock on.
Yeah, right? I'll show you how to do it, Universal. Anyway. Let's see. April 12th. Yeah, there's this little movie called Civil War coming out from the director of Ex Machina and Men. Fat Damon. I'm sorry. Jesse Plemons is in it. Kirsten Dunst. Nick Offerman. It's going to be great. Definitely not going to make me angry at everyone. But luckily, there's another movie coming out on April 12th. Arcadian.
Is this a sequel to Only Murders in the Building?
No.
No, I'm out!
A father and his twin teenage sons fight to survive in a remote farmhouse at the end of the world. Anyone else interested? Sounds very similar to Civil War, right? Like, oh, great.
Well, it's called The Arcadian. It's not taking place at the Arcadia?
Starring Sir Nicolas Cage and a bunch of kids, along with some fodder, I'm assuming. So... Guys, it's a Nick Cage post-apocalyptic family movie. It's gonna be great.
Ooh.
That's The Arcadian. Coming April 12th. Just in time for my birthday. No. April 19th, we have The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
I am familiar with this one.
I'm not.
Ooh, okay, well. The British military recruits a small group of highly skilled soldiers to strike against German forces behind enemy lines during World War II.
Mm-hmm. Starring Jack Reacher and Superman.
That's right, and directed by Guy Ritchie. Guys, it's Guy Ritchie's Inglourious Basterds. I am fucking in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yep, I'll probably see that one.
And you may be thinking, oh yeah, cool, you know, yeah, Superman, Reacher, the Dread Pirate Roberts, Cary Elwes is in it, Henry Golding, right. Alex Pettifor, Freddie Fox, and Hugo fucking Stiglitz himself, Til Schweiger.
Yeah!
It's gonna be great.
We should probably clarify that when we say Reacher, we are talking about TV Reacher.
Yeah, TV Reacher, not Tom Cruise. Alan Ritchson. Mm. You know, Fast X. Blue Mountain State. What else has he been in?
He was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I believe, as young Scully.
Scully?
Yeah, with the flat top.
Oh, shit. He's the offspring of Mulder and Scully. I get it.
Wrong, Scully.
Okay. Well, guys, you might have heard in our previous coming attractions, April 19th, there was that untitled monster thriller from Universal Pictures Project. Mm-hmm. It has a name now.
What?
Oh, it has a name, Steve.
And that name is Abigail.
Oh, I saw the poster for this and had no idea what it was.
After a group of criminals kidnap the ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure, they retreat to an isolated mansion, unaware that they are locked inside with no normal little girl. Starring Dan Stevens, Catherine Newton, from Detective Pikachu and Supernatural for like 8 episodes, that chick. Kevin Durant, no, not the basketball player, the blob. And Melissa Barrera, from the directors of the last few Scream movies. Could this be?
Yeah, I saw that and thought I was like, yeah, it's probably like a Conjuring spinoff thingy. Abigail, whatever.
Yeah, see, so what I'm thinking it is, because Catherine Newton came out, earlier this month in that Lisa Frankenstein movie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Familiar. So she's in a Frankenstein movie and definitely not a little girl vampire movie. Is she creating her own young adult Universal Monster Universe?
Ooh, possible.
Maybe. I don't know. Something to keep an eye out on.
Abigail.
Universal so Lady like, Monsters?
I mean, they tried something different with the Invisible Man, except it wasn't an invisible woman, so maybe.
Yeah. Oh, maybe she comes in at the end. Oh shit, she's like the Nick Fury of the Universal Monsters.
There we go.
What do you know about Transylvania? Alright, let's say you don't want to see Guy Ritchie's Inglourious Basterds or Universal Monster, whatever. Also April 19th. Wildfire, : Legend of the Cherokee Ghost Horse. Babe, does that sound familiar? Inspired by the hit song by Michael Martin Murphy, Wildfire tells a story of redemption and forgiveness as a young girl releases a dark secret through the friendship she developed with a wild horse.
I'm going to go ahead and say Passity Pass, 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 and just watch Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken. Also based on a true story.
Well, no, this is based on a hit song, babe, not a true story.
Babe, songs are based on real life. Every song.
She's a very kinky girl.
Based on a true story.
Based on Linda Blair, absolutely. But babe, starring in this movie, we have Anne Heche. And it may sound familiar because I mentioned it. Also starring star of the Highlander series, Adrian Paul is in this movie.
Yes, I'm in!
I'm back
Sold!
In!
I'm back in!
I assume he's playing Wildfire.
Wait, hang on a second. Anne Heche?
Anne Heche. Probably is the girl's mother or something.
Well, wait, I thought she died, like, several years ago.
Hold on.
Is that right?
I believe you're correct.
This oh, shit, yeah, like, you're right. Wait, how long have they been sitting on this one?
How long?
Yeah, it must have been post-production forever, right? I mean.
Hold on.
Okay, like, not that many years ago, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not a, was it the King's Daughter situation? Oh, yeah, she passed away August 22.
Oh, 22, that's reasonable.
Yeah, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why I thought she died like 4 or 5 years ago. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, Wildfire, Legend of the Cherokee Ghost Horse. Oh boy.
Okay.
Well, luckily my birthday's coming up, and man, do we have some real bangers. April 26th.
Your birthday's known for bangers.
It absolutely is. Babe, we saw the preview for this one. Challengers.
Oh, god damn it.
It's some Zendaya tennis thruple movie.
Yes, that
Oh, that one, yeah.
Accurate, yes.
Apparently...
We were watching it, and I'm like, I almost don't want to watch Dune Part 2 anymore.
Like, it kind of made me want to leave the theater, I won't lie.
But also coming out that same day, Boy Kills World.
I don't know this one. What is it? What is it?
Oh, a dystopian fever dream action film that follows Boy, a deaf mute with a vibrant imagination. When his family is murdered, he is trained by a mysterious shaman to repress his childish imagination and become an instrument of death. Starring Bill Skarsgård as Boy, Charlton Copley, Famke Janssen, and a bunch of fodder, because basically, based on the trailer, this looks like an R-rated Hunger Games, and I'm fucking in.
Okay.
I want to see Pennywise just eliminate fools like John Wick style. It's going to be great.
I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, he's the boy grown up, because, like, he's not really a boy anymore.
I mean, in his 20s? I don't
yeah,
know.
He's a high schooler by TV ages.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And the following week, babe, we'll be probably seeing this one in theaters too. May 3rd, The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, based on a guy who likes sweaters and pumpkin spice lattes.
I mean, it does star Ryan Gosling, so
guys, if that's what the movie turns into.
No, but The Fall Guy, the Lee Majors TV series about the, because he's the unknown stuntman that made Eastwood look so fine. Is Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie Stunts? It's gonna be fucking great.
Yeah,
it is a stunt movie.
Yeah. From the director of John Wick. Everybody loves John Wick now. But of course, the following weekend, May 10th, mark it on your calendars, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah!
That's right.
Yeah!
Anyone else excited about this one?
I just get confused by the title.
What? It's a lot of those in there.
It's the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
It's the kingdom in the planet, on the Planet of the Apes?
Look, it's the city of a thousand planets, okay?
I didn't like that either.
How dare you?
I bought a ticket for Planet of the Kingdom of the Apes, and they wouldn't let me in. Yeah.
Well, and then the...
That's a sequel.
I'm just waiting for the ultimate crossover, Godzilla X Kongdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Kongdom?
Kongdom? Like Kong?
K-O-N-G, not
yes.
K-O-N-D.
Yes, Kongdom of the Planet of the Apes. Try to keep all your splooge in your own atmosphere.
Well, that's how we got the Planet of the Apes.
Please do not toss your feces outside of the Planet of the Apes. Keep it in the habitat. No, guys, I'm excited.
It goes against nature. Well, yeah, apes.
Yeah, exactly. Just after April, too.
Ah. I'm just imagining, Steve, like, Kingdom, of the planet, yeah, sure, whatever. Of the Apes. Oh.
Kingdom. Okay, this is probably some Ridley Scott movie. Of the Planet. Yeah. Luc Besson. Of the Apes. Ooh.
So much better than Kingdom of God and, you know, or exactly. Kingdom of Heaven, whatever that movie was called. Or,
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Of the Apes.
Yeah. Now, you had me there at the end. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull of Apes. I'd watch that Indiana Jones movie.
Who said anything about Indiana Jones?
Oh, yeah. Well.
Even better.
All right, May 17th. We have Greedy People.
Okay.
No one? Okay. Follows the residents producers? Of a small island town who must navigate a sensational murder and the discovery of $1 million. A series of increasingly bad decisions upend the once peaceful community.
That's not fun.
Yeah.
Is it a sequel to Ruthless People?
It might be, because it's starring Lily James, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Tim Blake Nelson, Tracy Lords, Simon Rex, Joey Lauren Adams, and Jim Gaffigan. A real cacophony of the whitest people you've ever seen on screen.
So true.
So yeah, that sounds thrilling. But if you're not in mood for that, May 17th, there's If.
Oh.
You probably saw the preview for this one, right?
Yes, not to be confused with Imaginary. This is If.
Yeah. Children in a small town in Maine. Oh, wait. Nope. Never mind. It's not Stephen King's If. It's it's about imaginary friends: Ryan Reynolds, Steve Carell, Lou Gossett Jr., Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Maya Rudolph, Richard Jenkins, Chris Maloney, Sebastian Maniscalco, and Awkwafina, starring, written, and directed by John Krasinski.
Uh-huh. Yes. Now, did you see, I think it was the Super Bowl commercial of this, where they had John Krasinski and Ryan Reynolds interviewed for it, but John Krasinski is played by Randall Park?
No.
Oh. Did you watch The Office?
I did. Sort of. No.
There is a gag where Randall Park comes in and he is playing Jim.
Oh yeah, I've seen the gif of that. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So basically he comes back, he's like, "You're not John Krasinski, you're Randall Park." He's like, "Hey, you know, John Krasinski is not Asian. Hey, way to not see race."
Nice. Yeah, I only watched the season of The Office where James Spader was the boss.
Oh, that's not
Steve loves when you should have James been watching. Spader.
Who doesn't?
He's such a weird dude.
Do you watch The Blacklist?
Never heard of it. I'm sure it's great. No.
The only one is it where James Spader's weird.
I don't watch his TV stuff. He's too too milquetoast in those. Uh-oh. I want to watch like Wolf.
Yeah, we just watched Wolf.
Supernova.
Whoa. Wolf, question. Is that not the Jack Nicholson? Is that
That's the Jack Nicholson one, yeah.
Oh, so clearly he's third build then.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a follow-up question if you are a James Spader fan. Have you seen Secretary?
Oh, yeah. Have I seen... Yes.
Just checking.
A dozen times, yes.
Fair enough.
Have you seen Secretary?
I have seen Stargate SG-1, Stargate Atlantis.
He's in one of those.
He's only in one of those.
Have you seen Starcrossed? I think that was the one Rachel...
Yes, you and I watched it.
Yeah, okay. Guys, we may have a Spaguary coming up soon.
Spaguary!
Oh, the new kids! Oh, God.
One of Steve's favorite kills of all time.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's really a pretty milquetoast movie up until that point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Frightening.
So yeah, If. Definitely not starring James Spader. But who knows? Maybe he'll pop in May 24th for Furiosa : A Mad Max Saga.
Oh!
Where Anya Taylor-Joy, Chris Hemsworth, and George Miller get all of my money.
Okay. Ryan, are we seeing this?
Probably yes.
Okay.
If Diana's not interested, like, if it reviews well.
What? Come watch it with you? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. So last time, there was untitled DreamWorks animation film on the schedule for May 24th. And it had a picture of Popeye.
Oh.
And it has been named. It's the Garfield movie. The one where Chris Pratt is Garfield. Samuel L. Jackson, I assume, is John. Or Odie. Maybe. I don't know. Nicholas Holt, Ving Rhames, and Harvey Guillen.
Why? Why was there Popeye?
I don't know. It was just IMDb picture, and I'm like, well, they're not really hiding it well if it's untitled, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, they were hiding in plain sight because it's Garfield.
Weird.
And also, June 7th, untitled M. Night Shyamalan production has been named. The Watchers. A secret society of mortals follows immortal sword fighters as they...
What?
Oh, wait, no, hold on.
What?
No. And Izzy's back in. No,
I'm going to go have to kill Shyamalan because he's not allowed to touch
He's not allowed to touch Highlanders.
No. This is the a series of people who look over the chosen one who will kill all the vampires.
Exactly. No. It's about a young artist who gets stranded in an extensive, immaculate forest in Western Ireland, where after finding shelter, she becomes trapped alongside three strangers, stalked by mysterious creatures each night. Starring Dakota Fanning.
That one,
She's a grown-up, isn't she?
She sure is. And directed by Ishana Shyamalan. That's right, M. Night's daughter is directing this movie.
I was curious when I saw that. I'm just like, is M. Night Shyamalan trying to not put his name, but put a different name on there just in case? Because we'll find out.
It wasn't me. It was my daughter. Send all your hate speech to her.
Ugh,
lady directors, am I right? Anyway. Guys, I don't think Ishana Shyamalan exists. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That's the twist, Steve.
Shyamalan sounds like it's a... what are the words where you, what are the sentences where they read the same backwards as forwards?
Yeah,
palindrome.
Yeah, palindrome.
Yeah, it's a palindrome.
Directed by Palindrome Shyamalan.
Oh, that will be a name soon.
Actually, you know what it sounds like, babe?
Yeah.
Ishana is alien backwards. Anashi? We just watched a movie where it was Senator Neela. And like, wait. No one said throughout the movie, wait, that's alien backwards. Spoilers.
Babe. No one noticed.
Right. Well, June 14th. Don't worry, guys. We only have a few more. Woo. Because Bad Boys 4 is coming out.
Oh, really? Shit.
Why did they blow the Bad Boys 4 life title in the last movie?
That's why it confused me. I thought, didn't they already do that? Oh, that was 3. Was that 3? That was 3.
Yeah, it was the third one. Yeah.
Why? So Bad Boys high five for number 4.
Bad Boys forever. That's what it's gonna be.
Let's see.
No.
I'm trying to think how did Fast and Furious handle
the Bad and the Boys.
The Bad and the Boys. There we go.
followed by Bad Five.
Yeah.
Boys 6.
Yeah.
The Bad of the Bad Boys 7.
Boys of the Baddiest.
See, it works. The formula works!
And the last one will be Bad, 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 Bad Boys, colon, You Make Me Feel So Good.
Yeah! Oh, you make me feel so good. Oh, you make me feel so good. That's what we do.
Now, obviously...
Wait, did you just drop a Mace reference?
Clearly not.
What are you talking about, Steve?
Bad Boys Can't Stop, Won't Stop. Coming this fall. Anyway, maybe you don't want to watch Bad Boys 4. Same day, Inside Out 2. It's a sequel. It's going to make $1 billion.
Yeah. Except I have so many questions. Like, all the emotions existed in the first one. We know for sure because they went into the parents. Mm-hmm. So why are these new ones appearing? They weren't in the parents.
It's called puberty, Diana.
The parents had the same emotions. There were not these new ones.
I think what Diana really wants is mom and dad.
Yeah.
No, I want justice for Bing Bong. I want justice for Bing Bong.
Yeah. Oh shit! Inside Out 2: Bing Bop's Revenge. Bing Bop kills world.
No, Bing Bong's war.
Bing Bop's clack clack.
Guys, in one of the dog groups I follow, there's a hound named Bing Bong, so I'm just picturing Bing Bong the hound dog.
Aww.
Justice for Bing Bong!
Didn't she star in The Meg?
No, that was Bing Bing.
Bing Bing, my bad. I was way off. Almost a full letter. Or, June 21st, I'm sure you guys have seen the trailer for this one, The Bike Riders.
The what now?
Ooh.
The Bike Riders.
Have not seen the trailer.
Oh, well, you'll follow the rise of a Midwestern motorcycle club as it evolves over the course of a decade, from a gathering place for local outsiders into a more sinister gang, threatening the original group's way of life. Starring Fade Rautha, Venom, General Zod, and the girl from The Last Duel.
Hang on.
Austin, yes. Butler, Tom Hardy, yes. Michael Shannon, and Jamie Comer.
Jodie Comer. She's from Free Guy.
Yes, from Free Guy. You watched that, didn't you? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's going to make $1 million, guys. Just 1 million.
You said Zod, right? So Michael Shannon?
Yeah.
Zod! Okay.
Yeah, it's no Stone Cold, so no one cares. Well, Ryan, Diana, thank you so much for joining us for this mini episode and a peek into all the movies we're going to be watching in theaters. There's at least 5 in there I'm going to. Any ones you're excited for?
Ryan?
Yes, but now I'm blanking because we talked about so many.
Godzilla and Kong, I'm sure you're excited for.
Yeah, I'll say definitely Monkey Man and maybe Furiosa.
Yeah, Furiosa. Boy Kills World. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
But I understand you guys also have a podcast. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. So you may have heard Ryan earlier trying to get me to plug specifically the episode about Secretary. You can check out the podcast for Happily Ever Aftermath. The feed is still up. You can check out all those episodes, including some ones that Steve and Izzy have been on. So, like, we'll cover Revenge of the Nerds and Mr. and Mrs. Smith and The Thin Man and some other stuff.
Yeah.
But it's on all the podcatchers still, and not really on the social medias, but I still have my notifications on there. So at Heemcast on Twitter and Instagram, those are the ones you'll probably have the best luck with, Ryan.
Yeah, you can find me on a few episodes of that as well. Talked about a few more action-y movies, The Bourne Identity, Enemy at the Gates. Those were a few good ones. And you can find me on Twitter at Ryan Sconnard, and in all of the Heemcast ones, you can reach me through Diana as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Izzy, I understand you also have some incredible art.
Do I?
I think it's incredible.
Oh, yeah, that's right. you can follow me everywhere at Untidy Venus. It's like a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. I am terribly neglecting all my social media, but feel free to follow me. Don't worry, woo! I won't spam you. Steve?
Yes?
Where can we find you?
Oh my god, you can find me. Possibly be the only one trying to sell my wife's wares. But you can hit us up on all the major podcatchers under Everything I Learned from Movies, or hit us up directly on Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, and Blueski at EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from movies. And guys, yeah, we're wrapping up Marky March here, going woo! Headlong into April. Oh my god. First we start with a Kong movie, and then we do like 8 movies for the month, and then Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It's gonna be great. So yeah, I guess until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Diana.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, it's that Congo theme.
What's going on in the Congo? Things look pretty bad in the Congo right now. I hope you folks have lots of money.
Did you get the diamond?
No, the diamond's already here.
Kahega!
Stop eating my sesame cake!
Eat one green drop drink.
Who's got them? Tell me!
Relax. You're in better hands than you should be.